We look at the upcoming summer movies in our summer movie preview. What movies are good? Which ones should you skip? And which ones should you not pay any attention to? All that next.
Welcome everybody to episode 15 of the Real Mentors podcast, the show where we talk a little movies, talk a little TV, and of course have a little fun along the way, because otherwise what's the point?
Exactly.
We're going to show today, we're going to do a little Game of Thrones in there, we're going to do a special summer preview spectacular, like only we can.
It seems to me like this is going to be like Game of Thrones season.
It may be. We're
going to be like Game of Thrones every week.
If you guys are going to start doing a Game of Thrones stuff, let's dedicate our podcast to Game of Thrones, talk Game of Thrones.
No. Well, this is what I'm thinking we do, not to get too ahead of ourselves, every couple weeks, I think we do like a Game of Thrones recap instead of every week. This week is the first inaugural show. We'll talk about it.
George, I have to throw down my crazy theory
of the month. I'm sure there's people out there that are like me. That have not seen an episode.
There's about two people who haven't seen the show.
And maybe they're hiding under a cave somewhere. You know? I don't really care.
You know what he does every year? He watches episode 9.
Red Wedding and whatever.
Jon Snow dying season 6.
Ned's beheading.
George knows.
Season 5.
George knows even less than Jon Snow. Let me introduce these two folks. So we jumped in here. We got ahead of ourselves. First, of course, we'll start with the non-Game of Thrones watching Mr. George B. Poole, the Spaniard, technical producer, of course, Plugosaurus Rex, head of our crack research team.
Look at all those hats, man.
Hat wearing a machine. What's going on, George?
What's up, guys?
You doing all right, man? You know? Perfect. You ready for Game of Thrones talk?
Yeah.
Of course not. He's going to do his best.
I think I'm going to go back to my editing of music.
He's doing his best Marceau impression about 5 minutes when we get into this.
that hip-hop music I was listening to earlier pretty good right now.
With the man beast, he is always head of the girlslife.com studios, Mr. Mike Rose.
Sugar White Mike.
Sugar White Mike. I like that. All right. Trying to get more names for everybody. Perfect.
It's okay.
So like I said, but we're going to do our summer preview spectacular here. We'll touch on what our thoughts, what's coming out, what should be good, what should be, you guys want ways to avoid, and all that. We'll run through all the way from May all the way through August, which is usually when the summer season ends. As for movie fans, this is our Christmas, so to speak.
Exactly.
The best time of the year for movies.
Better than Christmas.
It is better than Christmas. I don't get toys anymore, so I just look forward to this time of the year.
I get like video game card, those Xbox.
Oh, like the credits or whatever. I don't even get that, dude. I might get like, you know, like a gift card of, you know, maybe if I'm lucky, Best Buy, but
my
whatever.
Always take care of me.
And I don't ask for anything, so I just kind of get like clothes and all that. So, which I'm fine. I don't care.
It's fine.
I stopped being bitter years ago, so I got over it. But let's get started. So let's do it. So as George is going to relax, sipping his little pina colada there. Mike, season 6 just started, Game of Thrones, of course, everybody's looking forward to it. First episode, did you like it? What do you think?
Okay, so, being the sucker that I am, I watched the first episode in Icelandic, because I couldn't stay away. I was tempted to call HBO in order, but I didn't, but I have watched the first episode. I thought it was fantastic.
You love that word, don't you?
I love fantastic.
I use that word.
It's a fantastic word.
I just going to coin that phrase.
Yeah, fantastic, phenomenal.
No, it's very fantastic.
I never say phenomenal.
I say fantastic, too.
Phenomenal is more of a Jim Rome word.
Is that phenomenal?
Phenomenal.
I use it, too. You just say it.
Off the park. You know, a lot of people hit it off the park.
Hit it off the top of the park.
Yeah, you know.
Awesome.
You know, okay, so back to what I was talking about.
I liked it. I didn't think it was a good start to the season.
It was a solid episode.
It wasn't fantastic. I don't know.
It wasn't like episode 8 last year, which had the White Walkers.
Oh no! Which is a great episode.
The town.
It was a good episode. It was almost like. It was weird. It probably should have been the final episode of last season, because it kind of gave us a taste of where everybody was at. when it left off last season.
I thought they did a good job of connecting some dots. We didn't see Bran. I thought we were going to see Bran.
So yeah, no, he still hasn't shown up. But I think he's on next week's episode. The previews anyway. But again, it gives a little taste of everything, which is, again, the show would have better served probably focusing on two or three storylines, give us a little meat. And then, you know, next show, give us the other half. But be as it may, we know everyone's out because we know we'll start with we'll go in order here. We'll start with obviously with the biggest thing was Jon Snow. You know, was he dead? Is he come back to life? And
so
we still don't know.
My theory on this, or you don't?
Well, let's kick it in. Go ahead, kick it in.
Okay. Everybody's talking about the fact that they think that Melisandre or maybe one of the other Red priests or priestesses are going to bring him back to life.
Right.
I don't think that's what's going to happen. Here's my crap theory on this. Okay. Jon Snow is really Jon Targaryen because his father is Rhaegar Targaryen, and his mother is Ned Stark's sister, Lyanna Stark.
Who
Ned swore, made a life oath to her to say that he was going to keep Jon Snow safe, because if Robert had known that she had a kid with Rhaegar Targaryen, of course that kid would be the heir to the throne and not Robert Baratheon.
Right.
So Jon Snow is going to, his body's going to get put on a pyre and burned like they do to all great warriors in that world. And when that happens, it's going to resurrect him, and he's going to be reborn in fire as Azor Ahai. And he's going to be blonde and a Targaryen when he comes back.
You think so?
That's my theory.
Wow. You may not be totally off base.
I'm a book reader, by the way, kids.
No, which is one thing I like, because now we don't know what's going to happen, because they're not finding the books anymore. And that's a good thing. But I think you may be onto something. It's because the Red Witch, it seemed like she was a little dumbfounded.
If
the
Red Witch could have done this, she would have done it already.
Exactly. I don't think she knows what to do. I know she has got that ability, but something's up with that.
Sort of. I've heard that they're going to bring back the Red Priest, the guy that was at my brain fell out of my head. Anyway, the guy that was in Brothers Without Borders.
Okay.
Or Brothers Without Banners, sorry. Doctors Without Borders. Hey, now.
But no, I think you're right about that. Yeah, because she seemed like she's like, okay, he's dead. And she was shocked, surprised, because she had seen the vision and all that. So you're right. I don't think she has anything to do with it. Or she may need some extra help. Or whatever the case is.
Remember when she said she saw Snow in her vision.
Exactly.
So I was wondering if they were going to put this body on the pyre and set it on fire. Maybe. And then, I don't know if you remember, but in season one, if you want to talk about it in the seasons, the little blondie got put on the fire with her husband. And when the fire was over, she was there and she had three dragons around her.
Exactly.
So there was that.
That's an interesting theory. Actually, it's not a bad theory, actually. It's not that crazy. And I agree, just because of the Red Witch's reaction to him being dead and all that. So
Because everybody's like, oh, she's going to come back. She's going to bring him back. And, you know, the other thing I wanted to remind everybody is when people are resurrected, they're not the same as when they're resurrected. So that's the other.
Yeah, might be a Jon Snow that we're used to. I'm so, fine with. I'm not a huge Jon Snow fan.
He's going
to
be. He's a fantastic character. I just said fantastic again. I got to watch
it. Next time we'll do a count and just to count just to see how many times. Just out of curiosity. But either way. They're going to milk this. They're going to wait to episode 4 or 5, maybe even towards the end of the season. I don't think he comes back anytime soon. They're gonna milk this to death and all that, but I thought it came out good. The division within the house, I like where that's going. Obviously, the thing, it was kind of weird when what's his face, douchebag, when he's talking about why he killed Jon Snow.
Right.
I don't know, his name escapes me. But he's talking to the other contingent.
His name is.
I'm a douchebag. I don't know his name.
He's a douchebag. Thorn.
Okay, Thorn douche. So he was talking to him, but everyone's like, "Oh my god, they're appalled."
By the way, the Red Priest is Thoros.
But everyone's like, "Oh, why'd you kill him? Oh my god, and that's their guy." And he tells them, "Oh, I had to." They're like, "Oh, okay. No problem."
There was a couple of idiots that were pissed off. They were still upset.
But most of them were like,
"Oh, he's a traitor." Alistair Thorne, by the way, is the guy's name.
Okay.
But he's you know, like I said, this is great. This great setups. There was some it stuff is. I didn't like. I didn't like the only thing we saw Tyrion was him and
that was a weird. That was a weird used to scene. I didn't like it, and I found it funny to walk in the middle of just by themselves like
the
that. Like,
just walking through the
city.
Yeah,
okay. I
that was kind of strange.
Yeah, I mean,
didn't see any
given the civil unrest.
The harpy or
yeah,
anything like that.
It was kind of weird. I didn't quite like this scene. With before we get to my favorite part of the show.
Oh, no Littlefinger either in that episode.
Yeah, I know. I miss Littlefinger. They haven't shown him in a while. Yeah. I'm sure he'll pop up. Obviously, he will. But before we get to my favorite piece of the show, the one thing that when I had what's his face? Who's the guy who's in love with Daenerys? All these damn names in this show, man.
You're talking about the guy with grayscale?
Him. Yeah. Whatever his name is, him and the other guy. But
actually, his name is Jorah Mormont.
There you go.
Sorry.
I couldn't even guess that.
He's the son of the guy that was the Lord and Commander when Jon Snow first came
to
Castle Black.
But, you know, they're searching for Daenerys or whatever. And all of a sudden, Daenerys. Like, they get into the field and, you know, they see the tracks and, you know, amidst all that in the grass.
Oh, they
find the ring. Okay.
That's a bit specious.
Ooh, the greatest eyesight in the history of mankind. It was a stretch, but not a huge thing.
A friend of mine who's a huge fan said to me, made a comment to me, and said that they found that because of the circle. They were walking in a circle, and they said, well, it was in the middle of the circle, and they looked. But I was like, that's stupid.
Because he looked down. It's like he got off the horse, he looks down, and there it is. It's like, they didn't even search for it. Happened to be. It's a nitpick, don't get me wrong, but it was silly. It was funny. But
It was a solid episode. It wasn't my favorite episode. It wasn't even my favorite. It was even better than any of the episodes last year, honestly.
No, like I said,
it was a pretty good episode.
It was a good episode, nothing spectacular.
Enough to, as they say in The Godfather, wet my beak.
Exactly. It was almost too much setup. Good setup, but it was too much setup to begin with. They didn't even drive the stories forward. The whole thing with
I didn't like the blind.
They didn't do much with that. And I think they're gonna milk that too. So whatever, it's fine. But with Khaleesi, I thought that was cool. You know, she's kind of a badass. She kept quiet and she comes out. I was married to what's his face and all that. I like that. But the best part for me was the whole Brienne scene.
Oh yeah,
that was a good payoff. The fight, the whole sequence. You know, obviously, with Sansa running away.
I thought we were gonna see some more. What's his face? The bastard son of Bolton, Ramsay Bolton.
Oh Ramsay. Well, sure, a little bit.
He's hilarious, and he's fantastic. He's wonderful in that show.
He's the new guy you're gonna root to hate, and you know, just the guys like.
Oh no, I already hate him. Yeah, he's
a new Joffrey of the show.
He's a great bad guy,
and he's going down. He's going down hard. That's for sure. Well, he needs to.
He probably
at some point. But that came out really good. Their escape and all that will almost escape, and then Brienne comes in the last second with her apprentice.
Do you think he's a bigger bastard than Joffrey?
Yes, because he's older and he should know better. Joffrey's like a little. Spoiler,
Joffrey got
bastard,
his,
you know.
Though.
Oh, he did. He didn't get as much.
He was a bastard, by the way.
Actually, technically, he was a bastard. But he didn't go out. And he got poisoned. Big deal. He didn't suffer.
Okay,
but Ramsay's going down hard.
I think this week's going to be wonderful. I almost said fantastic.
You caught yourself there.
I think it's going to be a good show. I'm excited about it.
Oh, of course,
I'm going to watch it in Icelandic again tonight, and then we're going to go.
He's going to be a versatile. He's going to speak Icelandic.
Marceau is back.
Look, bro. I'm going to go home, bro.
Dude,
you guys discuss Game of Thrones and then let me know, and then I'll just put Game of Thrones episode 25. And Dale Palante. Nah, bro.
George,
I get it. Nah, it's fine.
I'm
roping
you back.
Go ahead, bro.
George, we love you, man.
I'll edit and put my hat and all that stuff.
Terminamos.
All this stuff George does, I said, I like him better than Joffrey. So that's it. There you go.
I'm glad you're not going to poison me.
I don't want you to be like Jon Snow. I don't like Jon Snow.
No crow pie for you, buddy.
Exactly.
Really.
Just welcome back into the show.
Maybe we can put Chris Hardwick do a Game of Thrones and talk live.
I can't stand that guy.
I'm not ruining the show with talks to him.
Now, if you start talking about Loot Crate, I'm going to punch you right in the face.
Speaking of Loot Crate, no, I was kidding.
Here he does, Talking Dead, and he does that other show.
Calm down. All right, so we'll get off the Game of Thrones. We'll probably do every couple weeks. We'll do like two or three episodes at a time.
Get we are going to have so. Walking Dead special.
We will do a spectacle and all that. We
yeah, got I'm the one that's been seeing Walking Dead. You don't see me talking out here for like 15, 20 minutes about Walking Dead.
Honestly,
and
I've been keeping up with it. I really don't think there's anything to brag about.
First, we can't compare Walking Dead to Game of Thrones. Let's just get that out of the way right now. So I'm just saying Game of Thrones warrants but extra Daredevil, attention.
We could talk about Daredevil, right?
We can talk about it again. We did it already,
We did it already,
We did it already. But either way, so
let's how about the announcement this week that Punisher.
Oh, Punisher. Yes. Yeah, Punisher super excited. For the guys that don't know, series. Punisher was,
greenlit.
No, I didn't see a teaser, but I just saw the announcement.
There's a teaser out there.
So no, that's super excited about that. That's as good news as I've heard all week, so that's awesome.
They already announced that he was going to reprise this role.
Oh, no, and he's great, so I'm super excited.
I wonder how that affects some of the other Netflix series that they had planned.
I don't think it does.
I think they just sprinkle it
I think they may keep that separate from that the Defenders.
Because you have a Luke...
Luke Cage coming up. We got the Iron Fist.
Iron Fist and coming out. The Defenders. You have a Defenders series.
Which is next year.
You got Jessica Jones.
Well, you know, they usually take a hiatus or whatever. Like they may,
from what I understand, that because Defenders coming next year, they may put a pause on Jessica Jones and the next Daredevil until Defenders comes out, then they're going to branch him out again.
Yeah, or if not, so, they can just. Which I'm fine.
I don't think Punisher's part of that Defenders quote unquote group. I don't know. So they can.
Well, he
toss
is in
the
comic books. I just wonder if they're like. Stephen Strange is a huge part of the Defenders in the comic book. So, I mean, it's...
Oh, they're not going to go. They're not going there. I'm sure
they can sprinkle him in just like, hey, you know...
No, they're not doing that. That's for sure. But either way, so...
Yeah, remember how they had...
George looks so much happier now. He's getting to talk. Fine. He's going to be part of the show.
He's fine, bro. You know? I'm happy for one episode. I'm sure Punisher can come in for one episode or two.
George is so sensitive.
It's not about sensitivity. I warned you at the beginning of the show.
Episode?
This is going to be Game of Thrones. Dedicate your own podcast to it, dude.
By the way?
I haven't?
The second episode with Punisher in jail. Not the second episode, but I mean the episode with Punisher in jail.
Right, it's like 8 or 9, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is 9.
I think so, yeah.
That was a great episode.
That was a great episode.
That episode is right up there to me with the hallway fight episode where he rescues the kid.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No, it was
I think episode 8 is the ending of the trial, and then episode 9 is when you got my message. Yeah, okay. And they had the whole thing.
No, that was a great scene, a great prison fight and all that. One of the best prison fights I've seen and all that. Which is kind of funny because my favorite one's from the Raid 2, which Chewie finally did watch.
Oh, did he?
You know, but I forgot to ask him his opinion. So, Chewie, when you listen to the show, pop in there. Let me know what you thought of the Raid 2.
He liked it, too. He's really hurting bad right now, and I just want to apologize to him for laying the smack down on him earlier this week. I'm very sorry, dude. But when you poke the bear, you get the claws.
But he took the real mentor's advice. Chewie, what did you think of the movie? Pop it in. I'm curious. But that fight scene in the Raid 2 is
we should have him
that's
Skype
phenomenal.
In someday.
He thought that because it's funny because he wanted. I told him about every so often people call me on the show. Of course, I don't pick up the phone, and we have our Civil War spoilerific show coming out sometime the next day or so. And a friend of mine, she called me, and I was like, you know what? And I told myself,
yeah, he dragged her right in.
Yeah, I said, next person that calls me I don't care what show it is, they're gonna come on live. And I did put on a speaker, and she was live on the show. But I told Chewie about my intentions of doing that. He's like, he wanted to call purposefully to get on the show. I'm like, no, we gotta do this organically. If you've called me one day and it happened to be on the show, we'll pop you in. But one day we'll get Chewie on there. Chewie, we're gonna get you on the show one of these days via Skype or something to help us out. You know
so
what?
I can lay this down.
When we do is when we when we get Georgia, get him all wrapped up, we'll do another Game of Thrones recap and we'll bring Chewie in because he's a huge Game of Thrones fan. Oh, he's a huge Game of Thrones. Yeah, he's much bigger than I am. That way we have a third voice and George can relax and do his thing.
I'll worry about the technical producing part of it. Making sure everybody
George,
looks
you're a big
good
part of the show, but
well.
It's not my fault. Hey, hold up. You were warned months ago. You had homework to watch Game of Thrones. Me and Mike gave you a warning.
You know what, though? I'm going to take George aside. George just decided he'd want to do it. I'm a free choice guy. I'm a libertarian. I believe that George should be allowed to not watch something if he doesn't want to watch.
Oh, I agree. But he can't complain when we talk about it and he doesn't watch it.
Hey, no, George knows enough about the show to listen to what we're saying.
The
and
funny thing is that, like I said, I saw like a couple episodes here and there. And
I know, but it's hard for you to say George is talking about Game of Thrones when you don't watch Game of Thrones. Yeah, I'm just saying.
George, what did you think about me saying the Fruity Pebbles comment about the Spider-Man costume?
I didn't hear any of what you said. You know, like I said, I was on my old school.
No spoilers. George was
you notice I was getting all rock with the rock. Using my rock.
George was
that's right. Yeah,
we were taping a Civil War special. George was on his headphones listening to some old school hip hop. You know,
I was listening.
He
to
was
old
like
school
in the backstage, like on Family Feud.
Exactly. When they're doing and he didn't complain then. All of a sudden, we're doing it again. He's getting all huffing puffing.
No, but anyway, that was Game of Thrones. That was a completely different thing.
Before George has a he's
no connections.
Okay, let's move on to the
over
topic.
Here. No connections, right? Yeah.
Let's do it.
We're doing a summer spectacular. Here we go. So we're going to start. Obviously, summer's coming up. We're literally a week from beginning of May, which usually marks the beginning of summer season. Best time of the year, of course, as I said earlier. So obviously, at the very forefront here, and it's the first movie that comes out, which we've seen already, not George. May 6th, the first big movie of the year in terms of summer releases. Of course, Captain America Civil War. Which obviously me and Mike talked about in great detail, which I love that was fantastic. And it may be the best movie of the summer.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys mentioned, sorry to interrupt you. I'm sure you guys noticed that was that you mentioned that I was on the line for that movie.
Yes, we did.
And got
George
told to go home.
George was escorted out with another friend of ours because, they didn't have the appropriate credentials there, as the real mentor. And of course, and Mike was my guest that day because it's the man beast, and he's way bigger than you are. And if I say no to him, I'm going to get killed. Yeah,
true.
Just be honest.
He's going to lay down the smack of down on you.
Exactly.
You're the people's eyebrow. And,
I made an executive decision. Let the big man in with me and the rest of you guys.
I hadn't been to one before. I thought it was fair.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's
but this was Mike's first time. George, I've taken you a bunch of times to some years and all that. So it's all good.
No complaints. That's what I said.
But George, obviously, you haven't seen it. Are you looking forward to it? I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, like I said, there's a lot of positive reviews. The hype is, amped. I'm excited. I'm curious.
And you should be. It's worth the hype. I'll tell you now. It lives up to the hype. If you like Winter Soldier, you'll be fine. And I thought, again, one of my favorite movies in terms of Marvel anyway, was really, really good. But yeah, so that goes without saying. That's an easy one to talk about. So we'll go on to, I think, May 13th. There's a couple of movies coming out. Nothing big because nobody wants to be in the path of Civil War, which I don't blame. So it's going to make a lot of money. The Darkness and Money Monster, two movies that are coming out. Darkness is a horror flick, so it's good for horror fans because I think more and more horror flicks have been released in the summer, and I think it should be if they're made well. So that's a good kind of programming to the whole superhero thing for Civil War. So I don't know much about that movie, to be honest with you, but I'm a huge horror fan, so I'll probably be checking that out. I know Mike, not a big fan of horror movies. George, I know you get scared of your own shadow, so it is.
It's not his thing, man.
It's not his thing. I do remember sure, a funny George story with that, with the grudge,
Well, we'll share it for another day. Although I have lately been, keeping up. I've been trying to try to get out of that. So I've been seeing like Oculus and The Hush. Some of these movies that are
that's
like
good. That's good. And George is not. I mean, in his defense,
isn't Oculus a WWE movie production?
Yeah, it is.
That's movies that are like mainstream movies that have made money.
So. Yeah, they do a lot. They go to horror.
Yeah, the one with the mirror.
But George is not a big horror fan,
But I've seen my share of horror movies.
It's not a classic like I Scream Man.
Oh God, no! Or Mansquito.
Still my favorite title of all time.
But George, we're in the theater, and George was saying that we're watching The Grudge. If I'm not mistaken, there's a few of us there. And George is, he doesn't want to risk of losing his man card. So he's talking about he doesn't get scared and he's, whatever. I'm fine with it. Whatever.
Did you get scared, George?
Oh, no. He's going to mention it. He's going to mention it. Let him get to it. Let him get to it.
I'm sorry, George.
So watching the movie, The Grudge, it was a decent horror flick for what it is. It's got some good imagery. It's fine. But you see George just sitting next to him. He's kind of fidgeting it around very nervously. And I was like, he couldn't sit still.
So how'd you get dragged into this if you knew The Grudge is a remake of a Japanese movie?
I did not know. So
you knew watching The Grudge was a horror movie.
Well, yeah, I knew. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not but, like you just like popped it out for no reason.
You got people calling you, with the texting.
Oh, that's
you.
Right. He's got his phone popping.
I got my phone.
He's
so
looking
it's
at
like, 82
minutes.
With the notifications and it's popping out, whatever.
In the theater,
so
you shouldn't have been looking at your phone. And what he was doing it because he was trying to distract himself from not looking at the screen. So he kept moving his legs, kept looking at his phone. Like, George, what are you doing? No, people are calling me, George, you're scared.
Sorry,
you're just scared. You're just saying.
Like, you get people on the show calling you. And then, but the funny thing is that they wait until you are like doing a podcast, whatever. I on the unfortunate part of it was watching a horror movie, so they're blowing me up when I'm watching a horror movie.
You were checking Facebook and doing everything you can to avoid watching The Grudge because you were shitting your pants literally. So it is what it is. But anyways, let's get past that. So either way, so we got May 20th. hello, how you doing? We say hi to Mike's wife as he's walking by. Hey. You know, I get calls. He gets his wife on the show. It's all good.
It is the Girls Life Studio.
It is the Girls Life Studio.
That's right.
Yeah, you forgot to mention it yet again.
No, he said it. I said it.
Give me credit. Credit's due.
Actually, he misspoke and said I was the president of GirlsLife.com.
No, I said you're the head of. That's which we all know is the wife. Let's not kid ourselves. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. You know, happy life, happy wife, happy life. That's how it works. We all know that. It's very okay, so let's he's move a on. Very wise man. So May 20th, we got a couple of three movies coming out.
Neighbors 2,
which I'm kind of looking forward to.
And interesting.
I mean, I like the first one. It was funny.
I liked the first one.
I enjoyed the first one.
I liked the original with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. Although I don't think it was the same movie.
I don't think it was either.
That's okay. It was called Neighbors.
Really? Oh, okay. I don't think
that's
I've seen
a good
it.
Movie. You should watch it. Any of you knuckleheads can find it out there.
I'm sure we can find it on Spiz Ace.
But yeah, I was thinking that. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, it was a remake. But like I said, it was funny. So I'm looking forward to the sec. The previews look okay. It's got a Chloe Martz, what her name is, from Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
Who's playing, I think, the head of the sorority or whatever. I saw one scene where that's kind of funny where they're doing like a bikini contest or something inside his house, and that's how attacking
really
him.
Seth
it was funny.
By the way. I think he's about as funny as testicular cancer.
Anyway. Okay.
A little funnier than that, I think. He's okay. He's a one trick pony, but he's funny. We got the animation looks good. Angry Birds.
That movie though.
I don't know, bro. I'm sure it'll be
Angry Birds.
I'm sure it'll be a success because a lot of people play the game, well, so they're curious, and it'll be a family movie, so everybody wants to go
Angry
see
Birds.
It. Angry Birds. The Angry Birds movie.
You never heard of Angry Birds?
Oh, the Angry Birds.
Yeah, but there's a movie coming out, animation. Yeah, the animation looks great.
It looks great.
It could be funny. That's not.
It could be.
And usually kids' movies usually do well.
It's also 2 weeks after Civil War, so it should get a little bit of a bump.
Okay, family movies always do well. Yeah. No matter what movies come out, because kids got to go to theaters.
And it's successful. It's a successful game. You know, like a lot of people play Angry Birds.
It's a big property.
So a lot of people will go see it just based on the name alone.
And the other interesting one here that's not won't get as far as high publicity is The Nice Guys. That's Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling.
I saw a couple of detectives
and kind of bumming detectives.
Yeah, that looks like a good movie.
It does.
When is it open?
May 20th, the same weekend as Neighbors 2.
May 20th.
So that's gonna be a tough weekend.
I'll probably rather see that first.
That's
to be honest
a rated
with.
R movie though. So
but it looks interesting. It looks kind of funny, quirky. You know, it's not like a big budget, quote unquote, summer movie.
Yeah, it's from the director of Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Exactly. Which is Rich.
His name is Shane Black.
Shane Black, I'm sorry. I think Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie's not Kiss Kiss. That's Lockstock.
Yeah, Lockstock. Yeah, so it is. Yeah, I was getting those movies mixed up. But that was interesting. That was like an interesting premise. You know, and I like it's Russell Crowe, Ryan Gosling. I'm all, you know. I'm nothing wrong with that, but that's good kind of programming again to the Civil War and all that. Because the week after we have the next
Alice
big,
Alice is a garbage
fest. That is, that movie's not worth talking about, so I'm not gonna mention it. I hated the first movie. I hated it. Johnny Depp. Oh god, it was so bad. Yeah, the first you liked it, Linus?
Nah,
I hate the first Addison one. That was terrible. I hated that movie. This one doesn't look any better. Who cares? But we got the next big superhero movie, of course, because it's summertime, and no summertime is just, you know, without superhero movies. X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah, that's on the 27th.
Which I'm getting little more and more excited about. It's East Day gets closer.
I didn't like the last trailer.
Well, I saw one of the shows I watch on YouTube and all that, but one of the guys who's in with Bryan Singer. Where he knows him, and he got invited to a screening of it, an early screening of it, and I trust this guy's opinion. He's legit. And the movies that he likes, I like, and vice versa. He dislikes the movies that I dislike. And he said,
so kind of like me, right?
He's the opposite. He likes the good things, you know. He didn't rave about Batman v Superman, but it wasn't fantastic. But it's not hoping that. But he said it was his favorite X-Men film. I trust the guy, and he's high praise. So that
for Apocalypse, so that.
I'm fine with it. It's looking better than when it first released back in Comic-Con last year. I don't mind it. It's the grandest epic.
Know. Like I said, I love Days of Future Past. I want to say that.
Yes, agreed.
And I thought X-Men First Class was stupid. And when I went to the movies, I was blown away and thought it was a great movie.
Oh, great. So, no, absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm keeping my...
Yeah, the expectation bar is it should be.
I mean, if it wasn't Bryan Singer, I'd be concerned. But you know, he hasn't done a bad X-Men movie yet.
Yeah, so we'll see.
He's done some of the better ones. With the very, very first X-Men is good. X-Men 2 is great. They Face the Future Past.
Wolverine,
fantastic.
Wolverine movie? Was he the producer of that?
I'm not sure. To be honest with you,
I don't think he directed it, but I thought it was a very good movie. The Wolverine.
Oh, the second one. That was good. Yes. No, I was like, whoa, calm down, Mike. I was like, we don't have a problem with this show. No, yeah, that was a good, except for the ending. But it was good. But I'm not sure if he was involved on that. But it looks good. It looks grand. It looks so epic. You know, so I'm looking forward to it big time. So June 3rd. Oh, God.
Yeah, that Andy Samberg movie.
I don't even know what that is.
That pop star never stopping or whatever. Yeah,
he should stop right now. That looks
definitely. Yeah, that looks terrible.
And, of course, we got George's favorite, the sequel to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, part
out
two.
Out of the Shadows.
Out of the Shadows.
Fired up about that movie.
Oh, God. I'm going to talk about it. I hated the first one. He didn't like the first one either, so I'll give him credit for that. Okay. Yeah, he didn't like it at all.
I like the original Ninja Turtles movies, though.
It was a bad movie. But I mean,
like I said, the first one was okay.
Yeah, for what it was, it was funny. But it looks terrible. It's got Michael Bay written all over. I know he's not directing it, but he might as well be directing it. But dude, that movie looks atrocious, dude. It looks really, really bad. I get kids who like to go see it. Whatever, have the fun. June 10th, the movie we talked about last week, Warcraft, which, let's see if the streak of good video game movies or bad ones ends. Doubtful.
Yeah, June 10th, you also got the Now You See Me.
Oh, relax, I just gained it,
didn't I? Now
You See Me Too.
Now You See Me One.
I wasn't sure that was really worth mentioning, right. George, to be honest with you.
Now You See Me One, it's like, I wish I didn't see.
I didn't mind at first, to be honest with you. I didn't mind it. I'm not saying it's a good movie. It's not a bad movie. It was entertaining. Yeah. I love Woody Harrelson. He's great in it.
Wasn't bad.
But the second one, I don't know.
Did you ever get to see Triple Nines yet, brother? Because I highly recommend
it. I know. I keep meaning to watch it. I'm going to watch it. I keep saying that, too. But yeah, Now You See Me Too. It looks. But what I'm the most excited about, because I'm, again, being a horror fan that I am, is the
Star Wars original trilogy coming back. I'm just kidding.
Well, actually, you're right. But it's The Conjuring 2.
Yeah, The Conjuring.
I loved the first Conjuring, one of my favorite horror movies in the last 20 years, in my opinion. I mean, usually the sequels don't do well. You know,
usually,
but it's the same team behind it, so I'm hopeful that the first trailer looked really good. Hopefully, they don't screw it up. I got a feeling they will, but I'm excited about it because I love the first one. I thought it was great. George, did you see it? I know you're not a big horror guy, but if you saw it or not,
probably not. I mean, I'm
you can watch it how your friends call you doing that, you know, so you can maybe feel more at ease, you know, so you can be more relaxing. When you're watching, tell me, I'll just text you a bunch of times and kind of interrupt you and kind of get you off the flow if you want me to help you out.
That's all right.
No, but it's a really, really, really well made horror film, so I'm super excited about that. And again, the horror movies come down in summertime, you rarely see that. Usually, it's kind of towards October and all that, end of the year, which makes sense. But so I'm happy to see this getting some noise, because then we did very well when it first came out. The 17th.
Yeah, you got the Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart movie.
Yeah.
Central
Intelligence.
Well, I'm gonna go on a limb right now and say anything that comes out with Kevin Hart in it is gonna suck.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm more excited about Finding Dory.
However, we'll get to that in a second. However, I will say this: when I saw the trailer for Central Intelligence, it seemed like The Rock is getting all the jokes, and Kevin Hart's playing the straight man. So that could change things a bit, as opposed to Kevin Hart doing his shtick and he's fine and whatever.
It's
The Rock, dude. Who doesn't like The Rock, dude? Come on. The Rock's awesome.
I like The Rock.
Yes, The Rock is a good actor. Really, yeah,
but he's done really crap movies, but he's done a lot of good stuff, and he's done good comedic timing. So
he does have good comedic.
He does. And if Kevin Hart takes the back scene, he is the straight guy. Then I'm kind of interested. I'm not excited. Don't get me wrong. It's not.
All I have to say is this movie is he plays a spy. Is that?
Well, he's a Central Intelligence.
Right.
I think it's in the title, Mike.
All I have to remind you of is he was in Get Smart, and that movie was a flame.
That was a bad one.
They play former high school buddies.
But he wasn't the headline, though. He wasn't the headline that way. Go ahead, Jim. Sorry.
The two men play former high school buddies who reunite and wind up getting caught in a case involving shootout, explosions, and leaping out of buildings.
It's ridiculous. But it might be funny. You never know.
They're high school buddies. Yeah,
they are. Yeah, I think he was a geek. It's kind of like the 20 Jump Street. One was a geek, one was popular, one was, and then they switched roles. And I think it's some to that same effect. So.
Probably.
But whatever. But you're right. Finding Dory is the other one. Pixar, of course. I love Pixar as much as the next guy. I'm not sure about this movie, though.
Well, I think
It's been a long time since the original Finding Nemo.
I think the movie's going to do good. There's a lot of people that love it.
Oh, no, it's going to do great.
I just hope it doesn't use some of the same jokes. And
they're going to recycle
some of the stuff.
I wasn't a huge Finding Nemo fan. I liked the movie, but not as highly as other people do.
Yeah, I mean, for the time that it came out, it was a good movie. But
no, it's still a good movie. It just wasn't one of my favorites for Pixar. But I'm worried about it. The trailer doesn't look funny at all.
No, man.
She was the most annoying part of Finding Nemo. I feel like everything else but her. So I'm not with her.
I mean, like I said, a lot of people actually enjoyed that character. Like I said, I feel the same way about you. I didn't think it was the most annoying part, but it wasn't. They could have gotten rid of.
Yeah, and that's just on Flick. I don't know. I love Pixar, but
because I think the movie was more about Nemo itself than
oh, of course, Dory. Yeah, that's what
she was more like
a side character. She's like what's his own come out? The Minions. The great small role, the funny, giving the full flick, and then they can't really carry it. And because Minions was okay, the ancillary characters, and that's the way it should stay. But again, it's Pixar. I trust what they do. They don't always hit home runs. I get it, but let's see. Nothing else. Yeah. I'm sure it's going to look fantastic, though.
At least
the animations.
If anything, Nemo's you can beautiful. Look forward. If this one, bombs, look, the next week you have Independence Day.
It's not going to. This movie's not going to bomb for a lot of reasons.
Which one?
First of all,
Nemo? Dory?
Nemo, Finding Dory.
Oh, no, it's not going to bomb at all. It's going to make tons of money.
Make a lot of money.
Of course.
Now Pixar. Where these movies end up losing money in the case of The Last Dinosaur. Well, actually, The Last Dinosaur is funny because it's not a... Well, that's actually not even... Yeah, that was a Pixar movie.
It's Pixar, yeah.
Yeah. The reason why it didn't do well is because it didn't have good word of mouth.
Yeah, it wasn't that great film. It wasn't that great Pixar movie.
And it didn't... The characters weren't well known, so I thought it was going to be a slam dunk because dinosaurs and little boys friggin' go hand in hand.
It was okay. It wasn't a bad one.
I think that little boys are now into video games and shit like that, and I just think it's a little.
I think it's more the problem with that Good Dinosaur, which what Pixar usually doesn't do is it doesn't cater to kids solely. And The Good Dinosaur is more of a kids movie. Most other Pixar flicks are adult-oriented themes, for the most part. They do movies that are kid-friendly.
Right.
The Good Dinosaur was a kid movie.
Well,
I think that's
just
why,
This property in particular has a lot of fans of the parents. I hear more parents comment about how they love Finding Nemo than really kids talking about
it. Well, because I think the parents, that movie, 10 years ago? When was that come out?
Something like that. That. 10, 11 years ago.
So let's say the parents were 30, they were in their 20s. And so they kind of grew up with it more, I guess, per se. The kids nowadays are usually watching it on the video, DVD, Blu-ray, whatever. But I still like it. I think it still holds up. I like the movie. It just wasn't one of my favorite Pixar. It's not one of my favorite Pixar flicks, but it's a good movie. Yeah. Not bad. But June 24th, the next week after that. And oh, God. Gotta help us all. It's going to be a very bad 4th of July. Independence Day Resurgence comes
2003.
Out. 2003. So, it was 13
years ago.
Jesus Christ. So Independence Day, and I admit I like the trailer, but I know the movie is going to be horrific. And it's going to be an epic disaster.
I didn't like the trailer.
I kind of like the trailer, but it's going to be an epic disaster. I'm not even kidding myself. It's going to be so, so bad. I always wish Will Smith is in it.
You got tickets for a preview yet, or you haven't seen it?
No, it's too early. Yeah, that'll probably get it. But I'll for free, I'm watching it right now. Because I want to see how bad it is. I mean you review movies, you're forced to watch the bad ones. This is how it works.
I don't
like to pick and choose, huh?
Like bad ones as good as just the same as the good ones.
Oh, it could be funny. It could be so bad you laugh. And I mean, don't be wrong, I'm entertained.
It could be.
I got to think this is going to be a very, very bad movie. I'm not. I'm gonna go on the protest, but
okay,
I'm gonna
go. Okay, so what's next? What's the movie?
July 1st, I think, is the next weekend. We got Legend of Tarzan. Who cares? I could care less. The Purge, Year.
The Purge.
You know what? I kind of like the Purge flicks. I got to admit,
The Purge.
They're not great movies, but they're kind of entertaining. Have you seen it, Mike?
Yeah,
entertaining. So okay, I'll watch it for free anyway.
Yeah,
I won't pay for it if I have to pay for it. Not watching it. Or watching it in Spizzies.
Wait until it comes out in Spizzies.
Exactly. But I hope we get tickets. I'll watch it. July 8th, we got one. It looks interesting. Secret Life of Pets.
Yeah,
is the next big anime. It's like three big animated movies this year. It's interesting.
Oh yeah, if you count like Zootopia, right?
Well, I'm talking about Angry Birds, Finding Dory, and now this one. Zootopia will be the next, obviously.
Zootopia is huge.
Huge, yeah, no, and it's a good movie.
And it was
made
a good
money
movie.
Internationally, too. So.
Oh, big. Yeah. It's made more money in Batman too, man, which we talked about. Who would have thought that? But Secret Life of Pets looks funny. Any animated movie generally does very well. And if it's good, it makes
buku
dollars. I don't think that's true.
Speaking of that movie, I actually wanted to wait until we talked about this to bring this invention that I saw the other day. They made this invention where now the cat's meows are interpreted, like to speech.
For real?
Yeah. So like when there's a they put a cat box on the on the kitty, like on the collar, and then
you mean
and you can give it a voice. Oh yeah, it's out there. They go, he goes meow, and they goes hello. You can put
So it's fake stuff. It's not
No. Like they interpret.
It's now they interpret what the cat's saying. Come on, really, dude.
Hey, how do you know the cats don't talk, bro? It could be.
Oh my god.
I know it's not fake or whatever it is, but I'm just telling you.
Wow, it never fails, dude.
I'm just telling you. I know it's not real. I know.
No, it's not what you said. You were kind of buying into that, dude.
But
this goes right up there. This goes right up there with the Japanese life-size animatronics dolls.
I know this is not real, but there's some people out there that'll probably be like, "Oh my god, my cat is talking to me."
At least my idea for black underarm deodorant is always great.
I'll take that because I get those stains in my shirt.
Right. That's my idea.
That's a legit idea.
Right. But they got cats.
You guys better not use that, man. That's patent pending. I just want you to know that.
I figured I would at least throw it out there.
It's ridiculous, but
they have the Secret Life of Pets, you know, like they were thinking about putting that into production.
I think that's going to be a legit blockbuster.
That could be a huge surprise. Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to that one.
Is that a DreamWorks movie?
I believe it is.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
You know, they're hit and miss, but yeah,
they are. But that one looks fun. It's a great premise.
It is.
I like the premise.
Ghostbusters, though.
Speaking of disasters, which is July 15th.
Disaster.
No, July, the final week is Ghostbusters, which it's funny because
that's going to be a bigger disaster.
It's had the most dislikes of any trailer in a long time on YouTube. Yeah. For a good reason. That trailer is freaking.
Yes, the next week is July 15th.
No, what's funny is, and they took that whole talking points left wing crap and said, "Oh, it's because you don't like women."
It's not. Of course not. No.
Listen, I watch plenty of movies with women in them.
Of course. I'd rather see women than guys. Let's be honest.
The movie is terrible.
It looks awful.
It looks awful.
I'd rather see a movie about the cat's invention, George's invention for cats and the speaking boxes. Dude.
That's right.
Even the cat's watching that movie, this movie sucks.
So
things pick up July 22nd. We got Star Trek Beyond, which I'm kind of looking forward to. I like the previous Star Trek
Ice Age.
No, I didn't mind at all. I liked it. So I'm looking forward to
Cumbersnatch.
I liked them. I liked them with
Sauce. I like Cumberbatch. I just don't like that.
And Ice Age, which I can't remember Ice Age. That's the fifth big animated movie. I hate the Ice Age movies. I could care less.
That always makes money, though, dude. People love that.
They do. That's what I'm saying. I mean, movies that generate money. But nothing exciting there. Yeah. Star Trek, I'm not excited about it, but I'm going to watch it. July 29th, we talked about last week, Jason Bourne, which I think may be a huge surprise this summer.
I think it's going to be a big movie.
I think that's going to be
really
well. They
even have
this,
you know, from the Bad Teacher. Remember the Bad Teacher people?
Bad Moms.
Yeah, they got Bad Moms.
Bad Moms coming out.
Yeah, they got Mila Kunis and Kristen Bell.
That looks stupid. It looks bad.
Speaking of that,
thank God for Jason Bourne came out the same weekend.
I saw The Boss
on purpose.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. You all right?
It's been ace. Anyway, it was pretty bad.
I
could have told you that.
Melissa McCarthy could have told you that.
My wife is a fan of that.
Her spy movie was actually pretty decent. Her spy movie with Jason
Statham. I'll give you that. Spy
was entertaining.
I'll give you that.
You know what they did is they mixed it up. I would have liked to see another, like, I know that big stars don't. I'd like to see how she does with, like, a Tom Cruise or somebody in, you know, that kind of, having him play, like, a lighthearted character, because I think that he needs to do. He's played some real heavy characters the last two or three movies that he's done.
Right.
I would like to see him do a funny, not a funny movie, but a funny-ish movie.
That could be interesting pairing.
Yeah.
And Tom Cruise, he's done comedy before. And
I think
he's
after
done
that
well.
They got
Tropic Thunder, for example.
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad, we're jacked for.
I don't know, man.
That's right around my birthday. So.
Look at that. It's a perfect.
The 12th
and I'll see how
Pete's
get tickets
Dragon.
For that.
You know, Pete's Dragon, the 12th.
You know what? The 12th, which I think is going to be huge. If you guys haven't seen the trade or not, I think it's going to be a huge, good movie. Funny movie is Sausage Party.
I don't know what that is.
Mike, okay, after the show's done, pop in. I got the R-rated clip. It's Seth Rogen, but it's the same people who did, like, Seth Rogen and James Franco.
Seth Rogen.
But it's animated.
It's different.
It looks hilarious.
Yeah,
dude.
What happens to food when, you know, after they come back from the groceries, like from the food perspective.
Yeah, and the food kind of talks and all. Kind of like Toy Story, but with food. And they play a bunch of hot dogs, most of them. And they're in this kitchen. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's like basically what happens when people buy groceries and then they bring
them in.
I saw the
trailer. I'm like, what the hell is this car? Like, I've watched the trailer. Dude, I was
like, you're being selected to be in somebody's refrigerator.
Yeah, and all excited. Oh my God. I'm sorry?
Who's producing this movie?
I can look it up now. It's not DreamWorks. I don't think it's like DreamWorks or anything like that. one of the major studios, to be honest with you.
It's
Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill, James Franco, yeah, Kristen Wiig,
all those people,
Selma Hayek, and Norton.
James Franco, Danny McBride, Harry Robinson,
and
Norton. Paul Rudd.
It's Sony Pictures, and it's a rated R. It looks hilarious. I think that's going to be a huge surprise here. I hope that the trailer didn't blow his wad and show all the funny scenes.
I am going to point out to you guys.
But catch the trailer, Mike, and let me know.
I will look at the trailer, but I'm going to point out
to
you guys.
We'll put it on up.
Yeah.
That rated R animated movies don't do well in general.
Not money wise, but
it's adult oriented.
But they could be funny.
Very adult heavy.
Yeah, but they could be funny. I mean, and look, the trailer.
I'm not saying it's not funny. I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just telling you about history.
They don't, because the kids can't watch it, ultimately. It's animated.
Well, and adults don't give a flip about animation for the most part, except for goofballs like you and me.
No, I think other people do.
I'm just telling you.
Pixar's got, I think they're more fans of adults watching Pixar than anything else, to be honest with you. Girls in particular. And then 19th, and we got Ben-Hur. I don't give a crap. Ben-Hur. War Dogs, I really don't care.
The Space Between
and
Us.
And then Friday, August 26th, which marks the beginning of dumping ground for Hollywood movies, because it's the worst time of the year.
Right. Because everybody's getting ready to go back to school.
Exactly. And then very before they get gearing up for the Oscar season.
Right.
We got Mechanic Resurrection of the Holidays and Max Steel, which I was mentioning earlier. And this is the premise of it. It's just kind of funny about it. It's the origin story, chronicles the adventures of 16-year-old Max McGraw, an alien companion, Steel, who must harness and combine their tremendous new powers to evolve into the superhero Max Steel.
Oh, Lord.
Exactly. As these two unlikely friends struggle to accept their oddly connected fates, they begin to uncover unimaginable secrets, working together to find the truth and fight the mysterious forces threatening the world. It looks so stupid. That sounds so bad. Hence why it's released August 26th.
Right.
Because that makes perfect sense.
That's like Agent Cody Banks' time. It's really
just this dump the crap. Same kind of crap. It's always like, maybe they'll get lucky and make some money.
Money, by the way. But it's the same kind of joke.
Oh, dude, it looks bad. Thank God that marks the end of the summer season, or maybe not bad. That's a bad way to end it, but usually the summer season ends bad. For me, it probably would end with Suicide Squad beginning of August, on a sausage party. It's a surprise, might be. But there it is, guys. So that's the summer movies. A lot of good stuff coming out. A lot of animated, which kind of surprised me. I count like 5 or 6 animated movies, which is a lot for summer season.
I think it's a huge mistake, but yeah.
I
think 2 or 3 animated movies a season is perfect. I think you get kids, not as many kids go to the movies as they used to go.
I think parents, because they're nothing to do with the kids, they're taking to the movies, which is why I think those movies do well, especially on the second week, third week, they don't drop as much money wise, because the kids want to go back and see it again, their families go, and it's a good outing for them, because they can't watch all this superhero stuff, all these other movies coming out, so the kids kind of need to watch but those. But it's a lot, though. It's a lot of movies coming out, I'm surprised. And of course, a lot of crap in the movies, but I'm thinking Civil War will be the best movie of the summer, I think.
No, I think this summer is going to be a good good summer for movies. So let's just hold on and see how things go, see where we end up.
And we'll compare after the fact.
And hopefully we're not going to have another Pirates of the Caribbean jammed down our throats.
It's coming soon, dude.
That'll
be next year.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. So there we go. So that's all the time we have today. So we'll do the usual plug of stories thing. So George, take it home with us.
Yeah, what do you got going, George?
No, I mean, it's just trying to, like I said, market this, our podcast, trying to get it out to people. We got into Google Play Music, when they launched.
The Facebook thing.
With Facebook, let us know, leave a review with iTunes or anything like that.
Give us your feedback.
There's been having some issues. Some people have been, I heard that there was having some issues with Facebook when they download our episodes, when they try to click on the links or anything like that. So I think that you guys can work around it a little bit. Try to download the Podbeam app when you guys get it. When we try to put the episode, sometimes Facebook, the player can be a little fidgety or, having some issues. So if it does happen, just download the Podbeam app on your iPhone or,
it's really easy and it's free.
Or
Pocket Cast.
TuneIn.
TuneIn's an easy one.
And of course, iTunes, of course.
They can always catch us.
It's all free.
Yeah.
All free. And then also, guys, I hate to really beg here, but, leave us a review on iTunes. If you're watching it, if you like our show,
nothing wrong for begging,
dude.
Nothing wrong with begging, dude.
Yeah, you know, leave a review. Let us know how you feel. If you like it, if you hate it, you know, like, just let us know.
Is
you
it,
know,
quote, that, unquote, fantastic, as Michael said?
Yeah, if it's fantastic, if you want us to put an actual counter on there, you know, one,
two, three,
you know, like a poll, how many times, you know, like a hard question, you know, like something like that, guys. But for real, you know, if you like us, if you don't like us, leave a review.
Okay,
so. You know, let us know.
That's how we get more people to watch our podcast. Yeah. If it's highly rated, it gets stuck into a different category.
Yeah, so. if you click like on and all that, exactly.
Please leave us
a review. And then, you know, feed our need.
If you like what you're listening to, if you want to keep hearing it, we're going to keep doing it whether you like us or not. So, whatever.
So there.
Uh-huh. Nah, but, you know, Mike, you know, just where can they find you?
I'm on Facebook, of course. We're on our Facebook page. You could send, you could always send a friend request to myself, Mr. George or Paul, or D. Jose
D.
Romero.
Jose, yeah.
D. Jose Romero. It's not like Jose.
The letter D, Jose. Not T-H-E. D. Let's get
Jose
that.
Romero.
Not
D. But
the letter D.
Any of us on there, we'll be more than happy to grant you friendship. You know, I even friended Chewy, so there's that. After I laid the smack down.
After you poked the bear, you know?
Yeah, like, I mean,
he poked the bear.
Like I said, I mean, if you leave us a review, I mean, we'll even, you know, name you on the show. Like, be like, hey, look, thanks to this viewer for, you know, leaving a review on us. You know, we'll give you a shout out on the show. You know, right. Like, hey, thank you for listening to us. Thank you for leaving the review. I mean, you appreciate your input, you know, something like that. You know, and we'll do
okay.
It.
Well,
we'll
also, I'm Ultimo Mike Rose on Xbox Live. My family's business is girlslife.com, girlzlyfe.com. Had a pretty good week this week with Mother's Day coming up. We're excited.
That's right. Mother's Day is next week. We'll have a show for that. Of course, myself, Real Mentor, you can catch me on YouTube, the latest and greatest movie reviews. I just put up Keanu, which actually is not a bad movie.
You would like that.
But I got a really good comment the other day. Some guy commented yesterday, said that he enjoyed the video, and he's surprised I don't have more subscribers. So that was kind of cool. Nice of him to say, and all he subscribed, and he loved my t-shirt that I wore on the review. So I replied to him back. I don't have his name with me, so I'm sorry about that. But catch him on YouTube, of course, and we'll see you guys next week for episode 16. I'm looking out for a Civil War spoiler full review in the next couple of days. Take care, guys.